This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Sonu Sleep, the world's first mattress for side sleepers and MMA fighters agree. Save $100 off any mattress with code MMA 100. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and non-stick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 747.
747.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Ruth, and my show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Drinking that high quality H2O.
Yes. Water is life, Matt.
It is. The water boy told us so.
That's right.
So it's snapping in. You enjoying this weather? It was nice and it's fucking cold again. And then I think by the end of the week, I know we're hitting 60s at some point shortly.
It's also sunny. And tonight is like a weird, I think, blood moon or something. A full moon. It's going to be a red moon, whatever they call it. I don't know. Some kind of moon that's not just a normal moon.
That's right.
So if you're seeing this tomorrow here, and we're all gone, you'll know it's because the red moon.
That's right. It came and got us. And I think, right. What's in retrograde again? I think
Mercury?
That's coming too.
Oh, yeah?
I thought I read that online. Like, something's in retrograde. I'm like, oh, no. Like, that's when everything breaks. I already had my shit break around here, so we're good. I got my brakes out. And I guess we'll go right to some MMAs. What's happening out there?
Do we want to talk about the UFC this weekend? Which,
sure.
Holloway
UFC 326.
Yeah. Do you want me to share the screen?
Go ahead.
326. We got the Holloway Oliveira 2. This is like the only fight that I even know who
exactly
is. Like, I looked at this. Oh, there's Michael Johnson. I mean, Cody Garbrandt on the undercard.
It's weird, like, when you have a former champion who's on the prelims.
Yeah, there's like no names. It's like, what happened to the freaking pay-per-view model? Like, it just disappeared. Why are they numbering if they're going to be they're shittier than the not numbered cards?
Yeah, and then like a little step back, like Paramount is buying Warner Brothers or vice versa, something like that.
Yeah, Paramount's, so, I think, buying, because Netflix couldn't keep Warner Brothers, I think, or something. Was it Netflix?
Yeah, like they were going to break it up. I think the government was going to break that up. They weren't going to let that happen. So they came in with a bigger bid, and it looks like the UFC is going to have 200 million potential viewers now, because you add everything and then they get like HBO and like, oh my God, all this shit. And it's a better thing, I think, for the consumer. So I just wonder, does that raise the pricing as we're talking about?
I mean, it's just, I think the pricing is all going to keep going up. Of course.
It never stops. And like, why do I have cable? Like, I love cable, but you know, everything's so decentralized.
Yep.
And then, like, they're accumulating. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back to UFC 326. Talk about this.
Yeah, Holloway Oliveira. What are your thoughts? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, every time I pick against Max, he fucks me in the ass and does the exact opposite. So I'm going to have a hard time to pick against him. But Charles is the kind of guy who likes to take a little punishment in the first round. And then he somehow slips a submission on you. And he's very creative with that. But I'm not going to bet against Max Holloway. I don't know where the fucking magic eight ball is, but I feel like I need some input. So it's just the durability. That's the thing. This is like a durability fight. God damn.
Well, I think Holloway has definitely got the striking advantage. And I think he's going to finish Oliveira.
He's definitely knocking him down in the first round. That's a
yeah,
given.
I think he might finish him. I don't know about first round, but maybe early second round. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
But Oliveira is dangerous with the, you know, jiu-jitsu.
Always
like
is.
Never know, like you said, you could just hang in there like Homer Simpson, and then suddenly
Just
you
yeah,
bust out
weather's
a
a storm.
submission. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm just kind of flipping back and seeing like, yeah, it's just they both got that Topuria loss recently. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with Max. I feel semi-safe on that pick.
Yeah,
You
same.
never know.
I think it's a good bet.
Maybe it's the percentage is probably 70-30 is how I'm feeling, like Max to Charles. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm just flipping the rest of the card too. You know, number 7, number 8, number 13. It's usually you'd have a lot more top tier guys fighting, like on a major card, a numbered card.
Yep.
But maybe, and I wonder if some of this is too because they're trying to get all these fucking title fights on the UFC White House card. If that's gonna start, that's why we're seeing these cards degrade a little bit because
Yeah.
we're gonna need something. And I heard an outside rumor of that White House card. So a couple of things. One was that they may be trying to have some squash matches so that the Americans win.
What do you mean, squash matches?
Like a for sure win for like have John Jones fight I don't know someone you know 100% that he's gonna beat
Like Mighty Mouse, like something like
yeah like if we do an open
that.
weight crazy fight so you know
Yeah.
you USA
Yeah.
wins and
235 versus like what, a buck
yeah
15?
whatever we don't give a shit something like that. So
Wow.
those that kind of scenario.
Okay.
So I heard that, and then also the price that they're spending. So, I think I said a couple of weeks ago. I think they were going to spend $30 million on it because I was thinking the Sphere was probably about 20. They said they're already at $60 million for the spend on this, and I don't think that's including the fighters
Huh.
yet, and it's just creeping up
Wow.
because they
Who's
you have to.
footing the bill? Who's paying for
The
this?
UFC is
Oh, wow.
because if imagine they tried to charge the government, like what a shit fit. People are already having a shit fit.
Yeah.
And so like you leave them out of it, let the UFC fund that. But at the end of the day, is this worth it for the UFC?
I think it's a massive stage. Who's not going to watch this?
Right.
I think people from across the world will watch this. So,
Yeah, you think about it. This is big. I think it's bigger than a Super Bowl ad. And you're gonna have how many hours on the fucking White House lawn? You
yep.
have fucking Trump out there, and who knows all the cool shit they're gonna do. I think you get the return on that for sure.
I think you do too. And long term too, with not just like people watching, but people wanting to go to them when it comes to their town, you know, so. It'll
Yeah,
be
I wish
good.
they could do something with like all the fighter jets and bombers. At least do some fucking flyovers
Hell yeah.
with like the
You
red,
mean
white, and
like
blue
bomb shit
smoke. Yeah,
it,
I
for the
don't know.
UFC?
Give
Go out in the
a
desert and blow shit up?
yeah. We're gonna
There's
blow some shit up
octagons and you're
right
dropping
now.
bombs on the octagons. That'd be great.
Dropping bombs on your moms. Like, do some fun shit. Yeah.
Oh.
It's gonna be exciting. So we'll see how it all plays out. I think that's all I had for that card and
Oh,
UFC.
John Jones says he's still in negotiations with for that card, despite what
He's
he heard.
he'll fight on
He
there,
wants to fight on that
100%.
card. So,
I think it's gonna be Pereira at heavyweight.
yeah, because well, do you want to lead us into that story?
Yeah, go ahead, and then we'll do a little sponsor action after.
Yeah, he Pereira got vacated, right? The belts. The rumor around the campfire is maybe it's John Jones. I don't know, but Pukrag is going to fight Carlos Ulberg. For the light heavyweight title at UFC 327. So,
Yeah, so all signs point to yes for that. Just a matter of dollars. And hopefully, John doesn't pull that weird bullshit where they agree on an amount and he's like, psych, I ain't fucking
I
fighting. He
want
walks
double.
away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to match that number. So, oh shit. Then that'll be a fun fight for and John Jones. I take John over everybody. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
This will just take him down and fuck him up. Album. And on that note, let's do a little sponsor action.
Sponsor action? All
Yeah.
right. Ever woken up in the morning and immediately needed a cup of coffee just to feel like human, like a human? That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete game changer for focus and energy levels. First off, these pouches are completely nicotine-free and caffeine-free. You're probably thinking, if they don't have nicotine or caffeine in them, what exactly is in them? Magic. They usually use
That's right.
clinically proven
Black magic.
nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. More specifically, they use Infinity PX, which is a smoother energy booster than caffeine, L-theanine, I'm sure you all know about this amino acid, for calm energy and attentiveness, Alpha GPC, a nootropic for enhanced mental processing, and vitamin B and 6 and B12 for balanced energy and mood.
Nice. And did you know it was possible to feel this energized and focused without any nicotine or caffeine? The Ultra is the ultimate gift-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. So new customers can use code MMA to get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com with, or you get 15% off with code MMA. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you. And just like that, back to the show.
Yes.
See. Oh, he says some more promo photos of Gina Carano circulating the
Oh,
internet.
let's see.
Yes. She seems to be in phenomenal shape. So,
Oh yeah, look at this. Whoa,
yeah.
what is she like? What weight class are they fighting at?
145.
Okay. That does not look like
Is this
145.
not 145?
No, I mean it looks good. It
She's
just doesn't.
healthy. Yeah.
This doesn't look like
Looks
145.
awesome. So we had that. And then I found more images or video of Ronda Rousey training. And I want to see, ask you, does this look better or worse? I got to turn the volume off because they overlaid some fucking sound, some music. So let's do this. It's kind of reminding me of Keith Jardine. She's a little herky jerky here.
Yeah. A little
It's
stiff.
just it's stiff, right? It's just not smooth.
But quick, so that she looks quick.
I mean, I like at the end here, I like that she'd throw a spinning elbow. That would be devastating. It's probably
You take one of those
better.
on the chin and it's good night. What
Yeah.
were you gonna
But she's
say?
got to get on. I mean, it's better than what she was, but comparing that to like Gina in her prime, Gina's gonna fucking knock her out. It'll
Yeah.
be like Amanda Nunes
Oof.
versus Ronda.
That'd be it. That's a tough if that's
But
what
again,
happens.
like fuck, Gina's been out for so long, but her striking was fucking top tier.
Yeah.
And you just, and really with Rhonda, you just got to keep her off of you. Like, that's it. You can't let her fucking wrap up on you. So, as long as you can keep her off and just keep it a striking game, you're totally fine.
Yeah.
And, like, let's see how her CTE works when she gets punched a couple times. If
Exactly
she
what's
was
gonna
getting
happen.
KO'd by jabs, well, then she can just fucking jab her face off. So, yeah, let's see. I got one more thing for, like, we're talking about pads and stuff, and Drew Brees hitting some pads.
Ooh, he trains, huh?
Apparently, but I can do some volume on this. Let me get this set. But I'm just wondering, like, if I'm hitting pads like this, I'm not releasing the fucking video.
Is it that bad? He's too close.
My kids hit better than this.
Just looks weird. I think he's like too close or something. His
He
arms look like
is.
they're all like in super tight.
And he's not, there's no rotation. Like
Yeah.
he's just, it's super rigid. It almost looks like Ronda Rousey. This could be a mirror of what we just saw.
Yeah, he is like what, 50 or something, isn't he?
It could be.
I don't know how old he is actually. Probably 40.
He's probably up there. He's probably Tom Brady age, like late
Yeah.
40s. So, yeah. All that.
Does this look familiar? You're right, Hall. Chris Weidman
Oh, yeah.
recreating the famous moment. Good sports they are.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's crazy. Throw up thinking about it.
Yeah, so bad.
I'm trying to think how many I've seen of those. One, two, three, four, five. At least five. And then that's just like named fighters.
Yeah, it
Because it
happens.
was Corey Hill,
Oh, God, that was a bad one.
Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman, fucking Conor McGregor. Who was the other one? There's another one in there. And then like a handful of guys that we've seen. Luckily, nothing in person. Like, I haven't seen that horrific shit. But fuck.
Yeah,
So
meanwhile,
bad.
you got like you can go on social media and see these Thai guys hitting fucking metal, things with their leg because they're so conditioned.
That's so crazy. Like, I couldn't even imagine if your leg was just like a fucking steel rod. Like, the damage you could do to people. That shit hurts. I'm
Yeah,
no pro.
hell yeah.
I
It hurt when we were
fucking.
only goofing around. I was like, ow.
With pads on
Yeah.
and just going shin to shin. I'm like, fuck, let's not do that again. Like, it's
That
not
does not
fun.
feel good. No.
Like, and we're not going 100% power either. We're probably
No.
going fucking like 10, 20%,
Yeah,
just
not
like
easy. Yeah.
just to
Light.
feel contact. Like, fuck that, man. I got a couple of Sean Stricklands for you. I'll get these dialed up here.
Oh.
So he's already back to training. And here's he with oh God, I can't even pause this again. Hang on.
Max Crosby.
He'll be the second one, but he's with now I fucking lost this guy's name.
Some guy.
Johnny Walker.
There it is.
And Johnny and him are talking to the camera. Hopefully I have
Some guy
sound.
is an example of a human being, fighter, badass motherfucker. Just fought this weekend. He's already in the gym today, sparring. The other guy is here.
Let's go. I'm trying to embrace my inner Brazilian, you guys. I'm trying to be bad motherfucker.
The guy's here, bro. What the fuck? You wanna be chopped? You wanna kick some
Let's
ass?
fucking go.
You get ready, cause he's coming for
He
you.
wants to kick us some ass. So he's a nice guy.
He's a nice
And
guy, but he's gonna kick ass. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
fucking
these two
Max.
went at it pretty
This is
hard.
from a couple years ago. But this is why you never want to spar Sean Strickland as a civilian. He doesn't know restraint. And Max is all bloodied up and shit. So, and we could talk a little Bears action.
Okay, what do
A
you know?
lot of heat on Max Crosby to the Bears. Like so many people are saying, I think it's up to 60% chance that he goes to the Bears on a
I think that
trade.
would be amazing if yeah, if he can stay healthy and he can be in, I mean, I think it's a game changer. I think we blow teams out if that happens. If he can get a pass rush going, good Lord.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I would do it. I would go all in this year
Get that Super
because
Bowl, baby.
you have Caleb on his rookie contract. You have I don't know if it's a 3 year window right now where before he's gonna because once he gets paid, you're gonna have to dismantle the team
Yeah.
because he's gonna command so much fucking money that you got probably 2 more years, 2 to 3 years where you could fucking load up. And you're gonna have to get creative with the salary cap, and you're probably gonna have to dump like DJ Moore. Yeah, it'd be nice if you could just dump two players and get Crosby, but I
Yeah.
really feel like they want a draft pick, a number one or a first
Yep.
round in there. And I'm at the point where I'd just say fuck it, do it. I think you'd be better off. I know there's other guys out there, but the guy is a fucking stud, and he is. Definition of what a bear defender should be.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
I got one more news story and then I have knowledge. So there's Benson Henderson comes out of retirement and he's going to
No
headline
shit.
PFL Brussels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's going to fight Patrick Habura in the main event. It's in May. So I don't know. He's been doing other shit, boxing, grappling, right? So now he's like back. He's like, I'm going to do the MMAs again in PFL.
Yeah, he used to be the unsubmittable guy. You could call
Smooth.
him Gumby, like
Yes.
almost just getting out of shit. Like he's
Still
not
got that
tapping.
toothpick? Is that still a thing?
Probably. Is that street legal?
I
Like
don't know.
swearing that fucker. I snuck it in. They didn't know. I had it fucking tucked in. Like, you're gonna get hurt, man. You can't do that shit. And then I got a 12 years to the day almost. It's a few days ago.
Oh my God.
NSAC banned the use of testosterone replacement therapy just about 12 years ago. You see the with and
Yep.
without, and I'll use my true tales. Sign of how you could tell the guys on the juice. It's the juice jaw right here compared to this one. And then that the thick fucking neck and the traps popping. It's usually that
This is
sign right
massive in those
there.
pictures. I mean, how much it's just like
1500
going to the in the
right
red, just running it in the red.
yeah. Was he in the 2000s? I forget what
I
the
thought
number
so.
was. I'd have to
Like
look back
giving
at
no
it.
fucks, I'm just gonna go red.
Might as well. Like, what the
Okay.
fuck? It worked, man. It was so fun. That would make MMA so much fun again. Just release the
It would be. Let him
hounds.
do it. I'm all for
Yeah.
it.
You said you just down to knowledge
Yes,
then?
sir.
Okay. Just a handful of other things. I didn't know. I don't know if you know this, that Brock Lesnar has a son and
Oh no, I
he
had no
is
clue.
a hockey player.
Holy shit. Is he like a massive hockey player?
Yeah, I probably got to blur some of this out. We'll go no sound. His name is Turk Lesnar. So they have like some highlights from him.
He's
Just
a
fucking
17-year-old.
probably.
Oh,
But I
anyway,
didn't
shit.
know him and his wife are raising like fucking super athletes because like his daughter is like the champion shot putter.
Is that him right there?
Yeah. Oh, Doyle rules. That's what this family looks
God,
like.
they're just bruisers, man.
Yeah, seriously.
It's crazy.
And I think he's got another son, but I don't know what he's into yet.
Okay.
But you never, I this is weird to just hear about this now. Like when he was in the sport, but maybe, you know, that's a long time
He
ago.
kept it very private, though, you know,
Yeah,
so.
he's very private with the kids and shit. And then we'll go a little battle MMA. I don't understand what the point of this sport is. And this one guy is getting 3-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's just getting tied up, and these guys are just fucking teeing off on him. That guy dents his fucking helmet in here. So, is that the goal to fucking give you brain, a hole in your brain?
I don't know. How's he
Like,
tying him up? He's just holding him?
yeah, he's just holding them, and then the other two guys just let's just go to town.
That's crazy shit, man. These people are idiots.
Exactly.
Sorry, I have no other better way to say it.
Yeah,
They're idiots.
exactly. We got a couple of tweet of the weeks. Let's start. Someone is advocating for these Sean Strickland shorts.
Oh, good Lord.
Said, okay, just like jean shorts. And then I'm gonna have to blur this one out, but someone's saying the Octagon, it's MMA roasted, just got tested positive for an STD.
Oh, God.
Eileen Perez, she's a rub shaker when she wins and gets
Yeah.
out there. She's very short, very thick. I have one KO, and then we'll get into some knowledge.
I'm very intrigued to see what this Lightfoot means, you know? I really, really
One of
want
these guys.
to know.
Oh, damn.
Oh, you got an extra. You got a Dan Henderson, Michael Bisping, and then no replay. Ah, yeah. Take us right into knowledge. You got.
Oh, yeah. So I just found out, remember the old days of Guitar Hero? It's making a comeback. They're getting the band back together, and there's a new
Really?
game coming out. I think it's coming out at the end of the year. It's called I want to call it Stage Tour.
Stage
So
tour.
yeah, if you look up, there's videos of it. It looks pretty cool. I think they're going to come out with all new like tech to use with this shit, like drum. I know you're like a drum maniac.
Yeah, I was just trying to get the instrument that would be closest to realistic.
Do you still have those drums?
Yeah, I still have everything actually.
Oh,
I
wow.
just boxed it up and put it in the garage for one day. For
I
one day, it'll come back out. Don't
think your
tempt
time
me.
is coming. It's coming right now.
Might be. You actually, like, when you drum, you'd get a hell of a workout. You do 2 hours on the drums, and not like when we tried to do what was that 6 or 8 hour fucking
Oh, God.
the achievement to play through every
Yeah.
song, and like I couldn't even hold the drumsticks anymore at the end. Like we broke the kick pedal. We had to go to the store and get something. I'm like, we're fucking
Yeah, like
finishing.
melted because you were.
Like I can't drum anymore. Tape the sticks to my
So
hands.
close. We tried so hard. That last
Ugh.
song killed us. Coheed and Cambria, I think, was it?
Something. It was so
Yeah.
stupid. It was so close because I kept failing, and then people would have to save me. I'm like, I can't. Like this should have scaled the other way. You should have started with the hardest song. When you're freshest, like you can't hit me 6 hours in and trying to
Yeah.
what I can't even hold the sticks. So yeah, that'd be cool. I'd check it out. Don't know if my TV can handle it, but we'll see. As far as like, it always seemed like some of the TVs, there's like a delay when you're trying to like hit it perfect,
Oh, yeah.
and you got to tweak your TV. So we have, let's see, I got a couple things. So let's start with. First one, probably
Ooh.
home, hanging out on the
Hey,
beach.
now.
I don't know if that's new or old, but I'm seeing a lot of pictures of her and Mackenzie Dern come across my feed. And I'm not complaining, I'm just noticing it. And
Okay.
then let's see, there's a little body shot action on this one woman. But then,
oh my God, bro.
Nice
Oh my
body
God.
shot.
She took it though.
Wait, listen to what she has to say.
That shit gets my pussy wet.
Okay. That makes me want to throw up.
All right, she
When
likes
I
to get
hear
punched
a
in the stomach.
woman who gets struck hard in the liver saying that. Yeah. Whew. On that note.
Cut it.
Yeah.
That has been this week's edition of. I wasn't sure if you had more. That has been this week's
No, I really
edition of
get
How
out
It
of that.
Announced. It was like a dramatic pause. You
It
got like,
was
oh, there's more.
processing. Rebooting.
My name is Ingo Wickham.
Macro, thanks for playing.